This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala abdillahi wa rasulihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My beloved brothers and sisters, as you notice, we just commenced the month of Ramadan at Maghrib this evening. And already we are in full swing with the Quran, the word of Allah. Have you noticed that? We are in full swing. While we were reading the Quran this evening, I'm busy thinking to myself, Islam is the only religion on earth that strongly encourages its followers to go through every word of the Quran at least once a year. It has dedicated an entire month known as Shahrul Quran, the month of the Quran. What is Ramadan? People say, we're fasting. That's only a part of it. It is the month of peace, the month of tranquility, the month of cure, the month of goodness, the month of forgiveness, the month of mercy, the month of attaining paradise, the month of the Quran, the month of revelation, the month of celebration of being a Muslim, where we practice self-restraint. We don't just do what we want. We do what the Almighty has ordained. Subhanallah. So, it is our duty to make an effort with the word of Allah. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. The term شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ is only used once in the Quran, and Allah connects it not to the fasting, but rather to the book that He revealed to us. Allahu Akbar. You could be excused from fasting if you have that valid excuse, but you cannot be excused from revelation, because then you won't know who is Allah. You won't know what Allah wants from you. So my brothers and sisters, it is a month of softening the hearts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very generous. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ajwad an-nas. He was the most generous of all people, but in Ramadan, kana ajwada ma yakunu fi Ramadan, he was the most generous from his own generosity, which was already the most anyway. But more than that, in the month of Ramadan, when Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to him, and together they used to recite the Quran. The Quran is subhanallah, supposed to have an impact on the heart, and we are supposed to become more generous. So another quality of Ramadan, it is the month of charity, subhanallah. The month of compassion, where we reach out to those who are in need and we give them. Primarily, start with your own family members. And remember, charity is not just something that you give monetarily, but rather even your expression on your face is an act of charity. This is a month of dedication. It requires a great effort to get up early in the morning, pre-dawn, and to have a little meal, subhanallah, and thereafter to be able to commence with Salatul Fajr, and to be able to control your sleep, and your getting up, and your work, and everything else, perhaps your school, your examinations. My brothers and sisters, we must thank Allah that He has allowed us to witness this month of Ramadan. Do you remember last year, 2020, how it was in the month of Ramadan? Do you know how many people we have lost between now and then? And do you understand the favor of Allah to allow us to witness this month so that we can achieve His forgiveness? We can polish ourselves once again. Wallahi, we don't know who from amongst us will be granted the acceptance to end the month of Ramadan and who might be taken away by Allah. May Allah grant us a good ending and Jannatul Firdaus. So let's make an effort. I know usually when it comes to the masajid, and mashallah, we have a beautiful masjid with absolutely melodious recitation of the Qari, who's all the way from Egypt here. I thoroughly enjoyed the recitation this evening. May Allah accept it from us. But I want to tell you, it doesn't mean tomorrow is a day off. It doesn't mean we need to slide. Wallahi, this might be your last Ramadan. Make an effort. Make an effort to fulfill Taraweeh, to read the Quran on a daily basis, like I told you, revelation. Make an effort to go through its meaning. Make an effort to actually let it impact on you. Then you know this is the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, what's the point? My brothers and sisters, how many Ramadans have we seen? I'm talking of those who are seated in front of me. We're all adults. We've seen many Ramadans. Has there been a Ramadan where your life has changed? Something moved in you. Everything, subhanAllah, was put into a new focus that was the correct focus. If it hasn't yet happened, this is the Ramadan, it should happen. Soften your hearts towards people. Learn to love others. Learn to appreciate and respect people. Learn to understand that we will have differences of opinion, my brothers and sisters, but we will love each other with those differences. We will learn to respect each other with those differences. We will not insult. It's the month of protection from shaitan. I want to end off with one very important point for myself and yourselves. As we are blessed with this month of the Quran, the month of fasting, the month of rahmah and mercy and so on, remember, we shouldn't allow our good deeds to be taken away, and we shouldn't allow our fasting and good deeds to be wasted by using the tongue in a wrong way. Many people, when it comes to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they are accustomed to having lunch. Now there's no lunch. What happens? The tempers begin to flare. They become short fuse. They become short wire, as they say in our language, right? And suddenly, out of nothing, they get angry. They vent and they think they did a good deed. Come 4 p.m., you need to manage your temper. Come 5 p.m., you need to manage it even more, especially when you're driving home and you know that there is a date. I'm talking of the date as in that to eat, subhanAllah. There is a date, subhanAllah, that you need to put in your mouth at a certain time, and you know the traffic, you're caught with it. So now you start getting angry on the road. No, you are fasting. The Prophet ﷺ says, even if someone swears you, say, I am fasting. It's okay, I'm different, I'm fasting. And the fasting should help control us and our temper and our character. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ وَالْجَهْلَ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Every year we hear this hadith. Whoever has borne false witness and whoever has not quit the bad language and the falsehood and so on and so forth, especially during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require the fasting from him. What did you waste your time fasting for? It's like you see someone swearing, cheating, lying, deceiving in Ramadan. The question being asked here is, why did you just waste your time fasting? Fasting is not all about food and drink alone. It's about molding yourself. May Allah make us from among those who can mold ourselves. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us cure and protect us from disease. All those who have passed on, may Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. I would be failing in my duty if I did not mention our Hafiz Arif Ibrahim, who used to be sitting here in this masjid year in, year out in Ramadan, living not very far from here. He was with us just a few months ago, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to take him away. He's not with us this evening. Definitely a clear void. I feel the emptiness. Not just him, so many of our loved ones we've lost. May Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus, make it easy for all of us, and grant us goodness so that the day we go, He can be pleased with us. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.